And the COVID nightmare continues in India. Over 4,000 deaths each day over the weekend. Hundreds of thousands of cases every day. As millions move out of the cities to smaller towns and villages, the virus is spreading. And in many of these places, there are no hospitals, no treatments, no tests. In the cities, hospitals are still struggling to find enough oxygen to help their patients. The international community is trying to help, but their supplies are taking a long time to arrive where they are most needed. Now, a Cork-based foundation, which runs a hospital in Kolkata, has been given €120,000 by the government here to help with their running costs. It is the Hope Foundation, and its logistics manager is Gora Das, who joins us now from Kolkata. Gora, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. How is your hospital coping?
Thank you, Audrey. Thanks for having me. Yeah, our hospital, it's right now it's converted into a COVID hospital with 50 beds, which is right now full with another 10 beds of additional isolation ward.
And do you have enough oxygen?
Yeah, for time being, thanks, because oxygen was a problem initially, but we had kind of encountered it. Now we have enough oxygen for a few weeks till we get our refill.
And Gora, are there more people looking for treatment than you can cope with there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like all the, not only our hospitals, all the other hospitals and the big state hospitals are completely full. And in fact, some of the state hospitals, people are waiting outside. The patients are waiting outside on the car parking lot on the stretcher.
And how do you feel about that, witnessing such awful suffering, such awful pain?
It is. Every day thousands of people are dying. And like every day we are having more than 400,000 people getting affected countrywide. In West Bengal itself, the province I am in, like it's more than 19,000 people getting affected every day. And mind you, this is the government figures. The actual figures might be maybe three times, because the massive queue in front of crematorium or burial ground to a different story.
And Gora, the money that's coming to your foundation from the Irish government, how will you use it?
Thanks. That money, we're really grateful to our Irish aid. That's mainly for the running cost of our hospitals. That is going to cater to the wages for the medical staff, the nutrition for the patient and their medicines.
How do you see the next number of weeks and months in your country, Gora? Is there any hope at all on the horizon?
See, some part of the country, the graph is going downwards, but overall, like say in Calcutta and West Bengal, and four other states, which recently went through the election, I think the peak is yet to come. So it's going to be worse. Another thing is, it's kind of like you said, it's spreading in the countryside, the rural India, which doesn't have enough, doctors or healthcare professionals. So that's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, well, Gora, our thoughts, for what it's worth, are with you all, and we will talk again. Thank you very much indeed. Gora Das there, who is logistics manager with the Hope Foundation, which runs a hospital in Kolkata in India.